Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your ear.
Weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now we have our family, our friends from XXL Magazine.
Word, son.
Vanessa
done.
And Miranda. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning.
It's about that time of year, Vanessa.
Yes, it is. Thank God, because I'm exhausted.
Freshman
the requests, 10. Yes. The freshman is here. The freshman is out. The freshman is here. Everyone, shut up.
How exhausting is this process, and how long does it take? Like, when do y'all start the process?
October, November, we start.
Okay.
We go for months. It's exhausting. I mean, you know, there's harder jobs out there definitely in the world, but, you know, we sit with artists over and over and over again. We go to shows. We travel out of town to go to shows. I think we sat with 75 something different artists. Yeah.
75?
Yeah, yes. They come to the office. We'll sit with them multiple times, you know, as we narrow it down. We talk to you guys. We talk to anyone that we come across in the industry. We talk to little brothers and little sisters and nephews and pretty much everyone, and then we start arguing it down in different long meetings.
When you say 75 artists, are these people that actually have things going, or just the guys standing outside
times,
with their CDs?
No, we never do your next-door neighbor. We never do your boy. We never do the guy
who's
standing.
That's people who legitimately could potentially make it.
Yes, right. Now sometimes it's early on some of them. Sometimes they're artists of, you know, people that we know, other artists, and they want to get the artist in there, and we know it's a little bit early, but we don't say no to that, mm-hmm. And you never know what's going to happen because we're always looking at next year.
Gotcha.
But you know, it the whole thing changes, and especially the industry and the way that everything works now.
Let's talk about this cover.
No, wait.
Before we get to the cover,
yeah, well, hold on.
Let's talk about the shooting percentage. Y'all got a pretty good shooting percentage when it comes to picking
very good
covers.
Hopefully,
I mean, you've had Kendrick, you've had J. Cole, you've had Wale, you've had Meek Mill, you've had French Montana, mm-hmm. People that we didn't even think was going to happen, like Macklemore, mm-hmm. Iggy Azalea. Like, you've been pretty good at picking people.
Hey, little Vic Mensa looks good right now.
Vic
too,
Mensa
you
looks
know?
Good, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, so yeah, there's definitely be some. Some good ones out there. You have hits and misses. You're mm-hmm. trying to predict the future. You're trying to take 10 new artists and put them on the cover, and I don't know how 10's always going to work and mm-hmm. blow up, but it's fun. The idea is to put different people on. You know, we can go do the same people over and over again, but this gives people something to talk about. This gives people something to look at, and it's exciting to see them grow.
When people don't make it, do you have to call them and be like, so sorry?
People who don't make it is getting more difficult every year.
Yeah.
Every year... They acting now like you're taking food out of their kid's mouth, you know, mm-hmm. like they're getting, you know, a little bit more disgruntled. And we don't call you up and say, hey, by the way, you didn't make it. They wind up finding out because they hear that the shoot happened or something.
Right.
So they know already.
Maybe if they weren't in the shoot, they know they're not on the cover.
By this point, you know, I mean, they all start hearing a little bit, or, you know, then you have to start watching out because the shoot happened and you don't want to say, well, you know, the shoot happened, and you're having these conversations and you're trying to keep, you know, everything in the bag, so you don't want to let them know stuff happened, but mm-hmm. at the same time, so it gets very, very political more than ever with the turndown, which isn't even a turndown. It's just a non-follow-up.
Gotcha. Don't you got to tell them, like, yo, get hot. Get hot.
A dozen the cover. Mm-hmm. And the reality is some people are hot. It's just we don't know how much that's going to last, you know,
because gotcha.
For freshmen, we're looking as, you know, the longevity of it, mm-hmm. you know. So sometimes right now, we don't believe for the future based on the music we heard. You know, we're based on your situation, how you're signed. Sometimes people are in some jack deals that the manager's never going to let them move. And
right.
You know that, yo, you're dope, and everybody knows that publicly, but your paperwork's so screwed, it's not going to get anywhere. Or they've got such a lineup of a roster that they come behind, you know, the other people that are signed, that you know it's another year or so before they're going to get hot.
Gotcha.
Or, you know, it's one song. I mean, we're in a situation right now, it's very one-hit wonder.
Right.
You know, you get one song and you blow the hell up. And then we have to sit there and be like, so what's the chance there's a second?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And that could lead you right into Fetty Wap.
Now let's talk about the cover, because you guys do have two females on the cover. People were debating, is there going to be a female at all? Who should it be? And this...
The cover is supposed to be a reflection of what's going on in hip-hop right mm-hmm. now, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that we saw R&B last year, because R&B was a little bit more heavy. We didn't have as many pitches or as many artists that were, you know, as actively in the conversation with R&B. More with females this year. Which was great to see. So, you know, we didn't really want to be forced to pick between Dej and Tink. You don't really have to. You know, we're treating them all as valid artists, not as female artists, not as white artists, not mm-hmm. as black artists, as valid artists based on the same credentials for, you know, the solo album and all that. So we went back and forth and was like, this is a reflection of what's going on. They like Dej. They like Tink. We believe in both of these artists. Mm-hmm. Just another true artist. You know, they are females, but they're just another true artist.
You just revealed Dej Loaf and Tank are on the freshman cover. Double XL freshman cover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, who else is on the cover?
You is have it? It sitting right in front of you.
I don't have it in front of you.
Oh, they took it? Oh.
Betty, I'm so confused. yes, Dejlo Tink is on the cover. Miranda,
Dejlo
for
Tink. Salute to both of them.
K-Camp.
Chicago
Shy
and Detroit.
Glizzy.
Who you say? Fetty Wap.
Yep.
Fetty Wap. Yeah. Rory. Shy Glizzy. Gold Link.
I really like Rory.
OG Macca. Rory's a cool kid. K-Camp. Kid. Vince Staples. And I don't know if we're repeating now.
Now, it feels like K-Camp is a little late.
Yeah, K-Camp is
a And K-Camp's like been around for a long time as well.
He's about a sophomore.
Cool, but his solo album comes out in the summer, so he's technically not a sophomore. You know, true. I mean, if he disappeared today, the catalog's not as extensive. But once you drop that solo album, that's where you get the people write-up chance. You know what I mean? That's what's looked at as your big debut.
Gotcha.
So he hasn't had that. He's built up, but Interscope's holding ready to pull the trigger on him for the rollout, and they went hard for a freshman look for him. But although that's a guy who's had a few hit records there, and you can't deny a few hits.
I feel like that was a big argument in the XXL.
K-Camp was a big argument, you know, because much respect to K-Camp, not as recognizable. You know, it walks into a club, you don't get the same feeling that you recognize him like that. But you can't deny the hits. And what people kept on saying to us over and over, which, you know, like a Todd Moskowitz, like people we respect in the industry, Kevin Lyles would be like, you can't deny when people have hit records. You know, and so we had to keep coming back to K-Camp on that, being like, well, the kid knows how to make hit records, and he's got a building behind him with Interscope that's ready to go. You got to acknowledge that setup from some of the other ones who are hot, but you know don't have a next place to move because of whatever their situation is.
Are all these artists signed that made it on the cover this year?
No, Goldlink's not signed. I don't think Shy Glizzy's got a major label deal. He's got
Management. I think Glizzy does.
He's got a distribution.
He's got distribution and all, but I don't really know what the actual label deal.
They got a machine behind it somehow, some way.
There's a machine behind everything, you know?
What about Rory? I don't think Rory signed.
Rory signed, yeah. I want to say Columbia, but I don't want to get in trouble and get it wrong, but maybe I did. Yeah. No, Gold Link, Macko just signed. You know, he's been Coach K Quality Control, and they just got a deal. Was that Capital?
Capital, yeah.
Motown. I don't want to offend anybody. Dej has got a deal. Tink, you know what's up with Tink.
Signed Timbaland.
So yes, you know, I mean, Kid's through G in it, but that's not a major, you know, that's their own thing. So there's, and I'm sure there's stuff in the works on every angle with everybody, but yeah.
Now I wonder what this cover, does it cause problems in the future? Because say you know, didn't put somebody on as a freshman, then they blow up, and then you ask them to do something later, and they're like, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely. But also, you know, we're talking about rappers. Rappers like to see their faces on the cover of magazines.
True. Like, am I going to turn down a cover because I didn't get, you know?
We're still on newsstands, you know? That's not to say, hey, we're still on newsstands, but that counts for something. So they want to see themselves there. I don't know why I'm just looking.
And let's keep it real. There's artists who have turned it down because they thought they were too big to be on the freshman cover.
Never,
and felt like they could get their own.
Anybody. That's the whole thing.
Did anybody turn it down this year?
Nobody turned it down this year. Some funny responses from them. Not funny, I don't want to be weird, but not such responses from the Party Next Door McConan camp.
You know,
that they didn't seem so interested in the feedback that we got, so we didn't
run
that lane
too hard. Why would y'all want McConan on the cover?
McConan's had some
video and telling you what's going on.
But McConan, no.
That's the biggest feedback we got of the not interested, and that was a little bit hazy, too.
McConan needs that right
in
now.
Their movement so much, and they've got Drake.
Remember A$AP Rocky did that interview, and he said that McConan gave him some LSD, and then he looked at him and he looked like a Buddha with a Jerry curl.
That's accurate. Like, round of applause to A$AP Rocky for that accurate description of that fat Scooby-Doo sounding boy named McConan.
Now, is anybody in the past that you guys missed off the freshman cover that said, damn, they should have made the cover?
Yeah, what's the biggest miss?
I would say Drake.
Yeah. Drake? I mean, Drake is the problem with the Drake thing is that he blew up through the middle of the year. So when you come out with the cover and then all of a sudden this guy comes out a few months after whatever cover you have and blows up off of Lil Wayne's third album too, going on tour with him. I'll never forget when we were picking freshmen, Drake was not even in the conversation. And then I remember we get over to do this with another DJ and they've mentioned to us something of the... No, somebody called in from Toronto and was like, what about Drake? And we were like, wasn't really even part of the conversation. And a few months later, that all kind of took over. So you have that problem of there's only so much time you can get something done in a year. The timing of you're shooting it, you're making it. This is not just about digital. We're physically creating something, going to print with it, you know, proofreading it, copy editing it, shooting it and everything. So you've got all of that time plus your sales, your advertising to figure out, to build this thing and things can happen in between. So Drake can be a miss, I get a little defensive about it because it wasn't a possibility.
Right. Mm.
Then, and Nicki kind of falls in that category. So when you came around to Nicki, that one happened so fast. She was right on the Drake tail already in the camp over there that she didn't need it because she's already with Drake. So we did them the cover after.
I remember
with Drake and Nicki, and that was the way we could do the follow up. You know, I look back, I like Waka. You know, I will never forget Gucci saying to us, do Waka. And we're like, do OJ. And he's like, do Waka. And we're like, oh, OJ. And, you know, Waka would be a better good look than OJ right
Gucci
now.
Has his own column now
that
with Double XL.
Yeah.
Y'all put OJ. I remember that y'all put OJ on the cover.
Yeah, well, like Cam'ron and all that song and everything. Yeah. And we were excited for a hot minute there.
Yeah. Flocka's still going around. OJ's nowhere to be seen.
I love Flocka, so that one hurts me. And I know that he's not the biggest rapper, biggest success story, but I feel like he's such a freshman feeling type of dude.
Right.
I hate that he's not part of the history.
Graduating
what about Chinks?
Class.
You guys miss Chinks?
Chinks, I don't know if we miss Chinks. I think that Chinks is kind of on that in between. Is that, you know, we didn't get him early, and he started to bubble now. It felt a little bit late. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a little bit older. We always had respect for him. He always came up to the office and played us music.
Yep.
R.I.P. It's been tragic to hear all of that of what happened. But there are the guys that kind of fall in between, and you don't know what's going to happen, and you don't know when their time's going to shine, and then they start to get a little bit older. And you're not, and then they're kind of in their career already. Then going back to them, you don't know if that's disrespectful, how they feel, where they want to fit in next to the 20-year-old or not.
That's how I felt when y'all did French. You know? I felt like French had been around for a while.
The difference is how much they come to us and they want it. French wanted it. French was there. You know, I mean, Chinks wasn't there like French was.
Gotcha.
You know, when French went for his campaign with it. And that's part of it, is that we see your desire for it so much, that becomes it. But I don't know. I guess French was in, you know, in mid to late 20s at that point, 27, 26. Mm-hmm. It's about 3-4 years ago now. And I just happened to look up his age. 30 years. So, you know, we've had older ones. I think Yellow Wolf was probably the oldest, and he was on the fence about it. But at the same time, we were very also newer to freshmen. I think it was our third or fourth class and figuring it out.
Who's the biggest flop? The person you put on, you like, we should have never.
It's probably OJ the Juice Man. I, you know, feel bad. It's probably OJ the Juice Man. I mean, you know, John Connor last year, I don't really know what happened. The Dre, you know, backing didn't really do too much like it did for other ones. I don't really know what happened there. I'm sure there's other ones, but I'd have to look at the list. I forget.
Who gets honorable mention this year? Who are some people that very strongly could have possibly...
I love Cap G. I really am interested in Cap G. I think Cap G is interesting. I think it was a little early for him. Miranda, I'm talking nonstop, so Miranda, what do you think?
Another one that we considered was Eric Bellinger. He was cool.
Mm-hmm. They did a little bit more. I thought it was a little R&B heavy.
Yeah, I say Cap G. Cap G's really buzzing.
We like Kalani a lot, but we thought that skewed a little too female R&B for the XXL audience. Mm-hmm. But we were interested in her, and we didn't really know how to deal with that one. And, you know, had a few throwdowns in the staff meetings about those. And it's not that we don't support, we just don't know how it fits in.
Right.
You know, whatever the scheme of things are. So that becomes part of it, you know?
How many of our people because I remember we sat up here and talked about who we thought should make the list.
Only person I was on Tank Heavy.
We know.
And I've been campaigning for Tank for a while.
Where?
That's it for me. And then I actually
got to go to the shoot for the first time.
I went to the shoot. That's what put me on the Rory. Going to the shoot seeing Rory. I'm like, yo, he's kind of dope. Then I started listening to his album. I'm like, he's very dope.
Yeah. And Rory's a talented kid. That's going to be interesting.
I thought Detroit Shea would have been on there, but I guess not really. Still a little too early. I think she's dope, though. Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, we were really considering Bobby Shmurda, too, but he kind of, you know.
He wouldn't have been available for the shoot.
Yeah.
That was the hard thing. I mean, we've done Chief Keef.
No, he wasn't.
No. Because he got locked up in December. Yeah. Shoot was in April. You know, a few years ago, we had Chief Keef, and he had been locked up. But we knew Chief Keef was getting out, and when we had put him on the cover, he wasn't locked up. Mm-hmm. You know, with Shmurda, there's not really an end in sight exactly right now that you can guarantee.
Right, because he should have been on there. He had the music to be on there. And he still has records that ring in the club, whether it's Bobby Bush.
He kind of falls under the one-hit wonder thing.
No.
At the time, he absolutely
did. Well, he also
did.
Hasn't had the opportunity now to...
He had three records circulating at that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now he hasn't had the opportunity to promote himself, obviously, the way he could have been. So, who knows?
So now that
we talk about it with him in the new issue. So he speaks on it. And we talk about him not. You know, we spoke on him. Spoke to him while he was locked up there, is locked up, and got his take on it, which, you know, he was frustrated but not disappointed. Maybe it was the other way around. So,
were you surprised by Fetty Wap?
No, I don't think so. Well, first of all, Jersey over here has been repping Fetty Wap like crazy, and we have a few other Jersey staff members, so they went very hard for him. I think that's East Coast, and I think that's interesting. You know,
it's an East Coast.
I think that's an East Coast artist.
No,
and I think
you know people don't know he's from Jersey.
Yeah, I he's a big. He's,
well,
a,
he's from
big
Jersey.
Pop,
yeah,
urban,
yes. People don't
know.
But they
you
think
go out
he's
to
from
those
the
shows,
south.
And all of Jersey comes out for him. You know, in New York and stuff. And when you see Jersey come out, you see an East Coast crowd come out, and you're just not used to besides kind of the hipster audience. Like you got a real Jersey crowd, and it just was. It felt for the first time, even going out, even though the cops shut the shows down. That I went to, that it felt like, okay, so this is interesting. New York's out. There's an East Coast feel here. Even if the performance isn't like that, that people want to support.
I think what's amazing about Fetty Wap is it's a big crossover crowd. Like, you know, I played a club last night. It was 70, 80% Caucasian, and they knew my way. They knew, you know, his records that,
dude's got
in
three
my opinion,
songs.
They shouldn't know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
My Way had 30 million listens on YouTube, on SoundCloud.
My mom told me she liked that song the other day.
So.
Okay. And she comes to Freshman. She was like, that kid at Freshman, I heard that song, you know. So I think that's interesting. It's kind of an interesting. And in the Cypher, he sings. You know, he doesn't rap. So we thought that was interesting. And it's freestyle, he raps. But in the Cypher, he really sings. So we were surprised by that, that we thought that was an interesting look. You know, he's very quiet. And at first, you think it's a little bit of an attitude. Miranda, I think, got into a fight with him that he didn't even get into with her because she thought he was giving her an attitude and he wasn't.
He's like, I didn't say anything.
Shy. You know, so he's a very sweet kid, which is interesting that I think people have embraced him so far for that. And three records can't be denied these days because they're huge off of one.
He's talented. He's got. He's fire.
Absolutely.
Fetty Wap fire.
And he's he's nice, you know. Plus, he's got a great look on that cover with that New Jersey Devils jersey, you know,
Reppin'.
Everyone's excited about.
So I know you always do the freshman tour and the concert and all
concert.
Of that. What's happening?
New York and L.A. New York, June 30th. Best Buy, L.A., July 13th at Nokia. So they should be great. Special guests we've been hearing about already. You know, it's going to be pretty cool. I should be plugging the sponsors, but I don't know what they are offhand, so another time. But it definitely will be a good look for us. So June 30th, July 13th. Are you guys going to be a part of this? What's going on? It should be a nice day.
And when are the Cyphers coming out and all that good stuff?
Starting next week. And the week after will be the freestyles, and then the week after that's the Cyphers. So you got 2 weeks of freestyles, a week of Cyphers, and then some more interview stuff and some extra things after that.
All right, the final question for you and Miranda. This is the pressure question. The list is out. Who's going to be the head of this freshman class?
Fetty.
Who's going to be the one that goes?
Oh, damn. But Tink, Fetty or Tink? I can't decide.
I agree. Fetty
I say
Tink.
Both.
I think Fetty and Tink. I mean, I it's hard because you want to support them all. You just picked them all, you know? But I think Fetty's got a great setup, and I think Tink is going to surprise some people. I think that day she surprised a few people that some of the guys really weren't sure what to do there. You know, after her cypher, and they didn't see a freestyle.
Cypher.
She bodied the cypher. And Timbaland was there, and you have him screaming in the background. We had to edit around all his screaming. No one wanted to tell him to be quiet. I was like, could you please, you know? But no, she bodies the cypher, and she bodies the freestyle. And everybody's dope, but personally, I was affected by that. By her performance the most. I don't want to say it's just because a female thing. That was a big part of it, you know, because you're like, yeah, you're doing it for the girls. But also, I mean, the dudes shut up.
They did.
Yeah.
They absolutely did.
And Rory's great. Goldlink's great. Goldlink's freestyle is great. Everybody's talented this year. It's just there's a lot of new artists, and it takes less for them to blow up than ever. So it feels like our job got harder.
I agree with you.
Like Cry Me a River, you know?
Those are my three, though. Tink is my head of the class, then Fetty Wap, and then Roy.
Yeah. Absolutely. You never know what some of them are going to, you know.
Yeah.
Shoot, Fetty Wap.
That OG
Matco's
got quite a personality. Quite a personality. You can do some stuff with that, you know?
Right.
And so it'll be interesting to see how they all unfold.
And people are already campaigning for next year, I'm sure.
Yo, they campaign like crazy. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great, you know. Thank gosh it's like that. You know, thank God we have that success. But yeah, it's some crazy.
Yeah.
Especially in this day and age when people don't necessarily care about magazines anymore.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they don't care about magazines anymore. Sure, they don't want to read the articles. They want to be on the cover, so whatever.
Right.
You know, I mean, we still deal with that nonstop, from the one who's being unrealistic about getting the cover to the one that we wish we could get and is too huge to get, and maybe we'll do it.
Word, because the Breakfast Club should get the cover. I don't know.
In the Breakfast Club,
not
you know?
No damn freshman.
I said freshman. I just said a cover. I say freshman.
Oh.
Well, and Gucci Mane also has an advice column, which I think is interesting now.
Yeah.
Gucci Mane is. We started kicked off an advice column with him yesterday. I think we're going to do it once a week. People can send in their questions to xxl@xxlmag.com, and ask Gucci. You know, you can ask him whatever you want.
I love Gucci.
It's disrespectful. We're not going to give it to him just because we're
going
to
send
him
a question.
Please send us questions because he's so into it and ready to go. And the staff love we kicked off with staff questions yesterday. So, you know, I mean, we could do questions from all you guys and do, what's it called?
Let me find out Gio Miranda was writing his letters from jail, because that punctuation and his grammar would be so good. In
No. You should see the emails I get. You know, I mean, you should see the emails I get. He's on it over there.
Wow.
He's on it over there. Yeah.
I don't get Gucci locked up, man. He's recording.
He's locked up. He's locked. He's got one dude doing everything for him.
Okay.
On the outside, and he's locked up.
I'm glad
up
you said on the outside, because I was like, whoa.
No. You know, Twitter, so-and-so, and everything. That Gucci's a smart dude. That's going to switch everything up in Atlanta come whenever that happens.
Yeah, Gucci be hitting me on Instagram, Twitter, DM me. I'm like, all right, Gucci.
He followed the whole staff the other day. They all flipped out. I was like, it's not even him, guys. It's somebody else. But they flipped that.
Well, we appreciate you guys joining us.
We appreciate the support. Yes. Thank you.
And the magazine is on stands.
On stands everywhere June 30th, but it'll be a little bit before then in the big cities. And the cover is out now. So, you know, at XXL, at VSatin XXL, at Randa Writes, at, you know, you can tell us where you want to complain.
Go congratulations ahead to everybody.
They don't
want to
big you
year
up. They want to complain. So.
Absolutely. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's Vanessa and
much
Miranda
respect for all you, what you guys do, too.
Yes, thank
you for the support.
Us.